Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, five soldiers were injured in a shooting at Georgia's Fort Stewart Army Base. Former DeKalb County CEO Michael Thurman announces a run for governor. And delayed federal education grants are now on the way.
Very anxious to get these funds to the districts as quickly as possible.
Today is Wednesday, August 6th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Officials say an Army sergeant opened fire at Fort Stewart this morning, shooting five soldiers and prompting a brief lockdown at the sprawling base in southeast Georgia. The Army says all are in stable condition and are expected to recover. Fort Stewart says law enforcement responded to reports of a possible shooter just before 11 o'clock this morning, and the shooter was apprehended less than an hour later. Republican Congressman Buddy Carter represents Georgia's 1st District, where Fort Stewart is located.
Fort Stewart's a very tight-knit community. We were just out there last week for the change of command, and anytime anything like this happens, it impacts the whole community, and it impacts our constituents and outside of the base as well.
Army officials say the shooter is Army Sergeant Cornelius Radford. Fort Stewart is the largest Army post east of the Mississippi River. It's home to thousands of soldiers assigned to the Army's 3rd Infantry Division and their family members. The Army says it will not release the names of the victims until next of kin are notified, and it will not speculate on motive as the investigation is ongoing. Democrat Michael Thurmond is running for governor of Georgia in 2026. In a statement today, Thurmond said he wants to focus on the cost of living, preserving access to health care, and ending divisiveness. He joins a Democratic field that includes Atlanta State Senator Jason Estevez and former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. Thurmond was elected twice as CEO of Metro Atlanta's DeKalb County and three times statewide as Georgia Labor Commissioner. The Republican candidates so far include State Attorney General Chris Carr and Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones. The governor's race is wide open next year since two-term Republican Governor Brian Kemp can't run again. The mother of a 14-year-old who died in the deadly school shooting in Barrow County last year is speaking out about a decision on funding for school resource officers. Brianna Skirmerhorn's son, Mason Skirmerhorn, was killed last year in the attack at Appalachie High School. County commissioners say they can't afford to pay for the officers and shifted those costs to the school board, a decision Skirmerhorn blasted at a commission meeting last night.
As a grieving parent, the Board of Commissioners' decision feels utterly disrespectful and tone deaf. Let me ask you, do we treat fire trucks this way? Do we tell this Board of Education to foot the bill when a fire breaks out in a school? No, because fire safety is community responsibility and so is school safety.
Commissioners did not respond to her comments. The State Board of Education approved the distribution of some delayed federal education grants at a meeting today. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
The board authorized the state school superintendent to release the funds to local districts. The money will pay for programs for English language acquisition, support for students who move districts, academic enrichment, and teacher quality improvement. Deputy Superintendent Sean Owen says,
ready and available and very anxious to get these funds to the districts as quickly as possible.
The grants are typically distributed in early July, ahead of the start of the school year, but were placed under review by the Trump administration in June. Now, all have been released to the states. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
The Pierce County Board of Commissioners voted yesterday to seat two new members of the Pierce County Library Board. The library in the southeast Georgia city of Blackshear has been the subject of controversy since the June firing of longtime library manager LaVonna Moore for including a book in a library display that included a transgender character. The library board could call for Moore to be reinstated as library manager, though they have not yet had an opportunity to do so. The last library meeting in July was canceled for lack of a quorum. The next meeting has not yet been scheduled. Pierce County Manager Raphael Maddox says he did not consider the newly appointed members' views on the LGBTQ plus community when deciding whether to recommend their appointments. The U.S. Department of Labor has awarded nearly $2 million to support employment and training services for people affected by layoffs at the Georgia Pacific Paper Mill in southwest Georgia's Early County. The mill closed down at the end of last month, affecting more than 500 workers. The support will be administered by the Technical College System of Georgia. If you were hoping to catch a flight out of the Columbus Airport, you might be waiting a while. The Columbus Airport has suspended commercial flights while it undergoes a runway renovation. Airport officials broke ground on the $24 million project yesterday. It's expected to take about 100 days to complete. In the meantime, Columbus Air travelers will have to fly out of nearby airports, including Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. The Columbus Airport typically serves only 3 flights daily through Delta Airlines. Residents of Middle Georgia's Monroe County successfully fought an effort to repurpose 900 acres of forested land for a data center. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports on the decision last night.
Hundreds of people wearing red Say No to Rezoning t-shirts filled the County Fine Arts Building to tell the Monroe County Commission where they stood on the data center plan for unincorporated Bowlingville.
We bought our homes for peace and quiet.
During heavy rains, our creek swells sometimes overflow.
I would say this is my great-grandmother's house. It was my childhood and my future.
Landowners who wanted the data center had their say too, but after hearing both sides,
all in favor,
the commission was a unanimous no. Monroe County Chairman Alan Gibbs says his vote was part of his promise to keep the county rural.
Data centers bring a lot of money into the county. I don't want to fundamentally change how we do things in this county over money.
Monroe County already has another data center under construction. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Forsyth.
For the first time in Major League Baseball history, one of the umpires on the field will be a woman. At Truist Park this weekend, Jen Powell will work the bases during the doubleheader between the Braves and Marlins on Saturday and serve as home plate umpire on Sunday. Powell, a 48-year-old from New Jersey, worked spring training games last year and this year. MLB's move comes 28 years after the gender barrier for officials was broken in the NBA and 10 years after it ended in the NFL. And that's a wrap on the podcast today, but be sure to check gpb.org/news for updates. And keep following all these stories tomorrow on the podcast. It'll drop in your feed automatically if you subscribe. And remember to send us feedback or story ideas if you have them. The email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.